Point me in. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
And we are back. That was quick. That's a short intro.
Yeah.
Who did we have in that one?
What do you, as an ad?
Yeah.
We didn't.
Oh, there we go. Well, we're going to give a big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it.
And sorry about the technical difficulties.
There we go. Now, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everybody. My name is Jane Jorogay. I have lived in Fort McMurray for the last 8 years.
How many?
8 years.
Okay. That's a long time.
8 years,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This November.
Okay.
And I work with the YMCA of Northern Alberta.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you do for the YMCA here?
I am the Foreign Workers Program Coordinator at the YMCA.
Okay.
And we serve foreign nationals who are eligible to work in Canada.
Okay.
Under different programs.
Okay.
Like the Temporary Foreign Worker
Program. Okay.
The International Mobility Program.
Okay.
Post-graduation work permit holders.
Mm.
We do serve Canadians, naturalized Canadian citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And also we serve... oh my God.
That's what the water there is for. That's okay. Nope. Yeah. So all these people that you are helping, do they reach out to you? Do you reach out to them? How do foreign workers in Fort McMurray find out about you?
Usually we have brochures so that we hand out like during events. We have a lot of, we participate in community events a lot.
Yeah.
So when we participate in those events, we hand out like brochures. Mostly, yeah. It's word of mouth.
Word of mouth, okay.
I think the YMCA has a Facebook page.
Yes, you guys do, yeah.
And I would say, like, for settlement services, really, I find that word of mouth works really well.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Yeah.
So when people, because Fort McMurray, that's the one thing that has, like, I love about it. It's a melting pot of cultures here. I know when I was growing up, you had everybody from all different walks of life and the world here. So the YMCA, when they're coming to you, what are the different communities or not communities, countries that you're seeing the most of now? Because like when I grew up in Fort McMurray, although it was multicultural, the numbers weren't really there. Like it was primarily East Coasters. But like as I've got older and the community has grown, you're seeing people from Venezuela, different places in Africa, a lot of Filipinos now.
Yeah.
What do you see is like a really big demographic that utilizes your service?
I think because the YMCA is an umbrella of many services, we have different programs under the YMCA.
Right.
So we have immigrant settlement services.
Yeah.
We have my program, which is the Foreign Workers Program.
Yeah.
And speaking to my we have the Employment Link program.
Yeah.
So speaking to my program, the
That's
one
right.
that I oversee.
Yeah.
Is mainly because I would say the biggest employers of temporary foreign workers, really, they are coming from the Philippines.
Okay.
That's what I have seen.
Yeah.
From the demographic that we serve.
Okay.
I think most recently we have people from Asia, like India.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. A big influx of East Indians coming into Fort McMurray and Canada.
Yeah. And also, like, because we also serve post-graduation work permit holders.
Right.
So that one is mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't say there's more of this and more of that. I think
Piano
would be the best
place
to talk about that.
Interesting.
But yeah, that's what I have noticed.
Okay. Now, with yourself, why did you move to Fort McMurray?
I moved to Fort McMurray for adventure.
Adventure?
And also for, out of curiosity, really.
Oh.
I had heard about Fort McMurray.
Okay.
And I was also looking for opportunity.
Right.
Like one of the sold narrative out there is that there's a lot of employability here.
Right.
So, which is true. So I came here looking for greener pastures and I found them.
I think that is probably one of my favorite answers to the question of why did you come to Fort McMurray?
That's right. That's right. Like, me
just,
too.
Like straight up. Just, I don't know. I was curious.
Yeah.
Like awesome.
Going for an adventure.
That is amazing.
So where were you living before you moved here?
I am originally from Kenya.
Okay.
And East Africa.
Okay.
And I moved to Calgary.
Okay.
I lived in Calgary for 7 months.
Okay.
I have family there. Mm-hmm. Then after 7 months, I worked in retail.
Yeah.
So I moved to Fort McMurray. I met somebody on by chance in the mall.
Okay.
They told me they lived up here.
Yeah.
And I was curious. So they invited me to come and I came.
That's
and
awesome.
I've been here for 8 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, great story.
Great story. So let's rewind it a little bit more, though. So you're in Kenya. And what about Canada? Like, why did you feel you wanted to leave your home country to come all the way over to Canada?
First of all, because my sister lives here.
Okay.
And she said all these wonderful things about Canada.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was one of the driving.
Okay. And how are you finding the cold? It's a big temperature shift.
Yes and no. And as I was talking to your colleague earlier on, I find that because it progresses, it's not something that hits you at once.
Right.
The body gets time to adjust to the cold. So
right.
And again, looking at what we have natural gas that heats houses and buildings. And
right.
These stuff in place that helps us to cope.
Right, right.
And to go through the cold weather.
Yeah. Okay, it's not bothering you that much then?
I think because it's expected, I prepare my mind in advance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some people that just never get used to it. Like my dad, he dresses for it and he knows it's coming.
Yeah.
He's lived here since like 1977, 1976, and he's still like, I don't like it.
I can imagine. And you know what? It's not something like I don't look forward to it that much. But again, I know it's coming. It's
That's
coming
right.
and it has to come.
That's
so
right. So you just got to deal with it.
I just roll with it.
So when you first moved here from Calgary and you, like you said, you were doing retail first, were you looking for a retail job when you first came up here? What was the first like company or organization that you first got your foot started with when you came to Fort McMurray?
I did. Like, I worked at a gas station.
Okay.
In a convenience store.
Yeah.
And then I went into retail for about 1.5 years. Then I went to school in Kiano.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what did you take at Kiano College?
I studied social work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
then
nice.
Then I got employed by the YMCA.
There we go. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's the cool thing about Fort McMurray is actually Kiano College.
Yes.
It's such a good place to go and update skills to actually find employment in the community.
It is.
It's unbelievable. And it has like great programs that are like certificate programs that are 1 year or diploma programs for 2 years. Like that institute actually does dramatically help people from all around the world get a better foothold
exactly.
in Fort McMurray.
Yes, I agree to that. And just being in a community that is not so large, and I'm also able to access school.
Yeah.
The proximity.
That's right.
I mean, it's so good
That's
and
right.
convenient.
Yeah.
I think I appreciate the school.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the college and what they do for this community.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So a few weeks ago, we had one of your coworkers, Kara, on the show, and we were talking about, like, when I grew up here, the YMCA was primarily up in Thickwood, attached to the Westwood High School, but you guys are no longer there, and you have a bunch of different offices throughout town, maybe the daycare or potentially where you work as well. Where is your program and yourself located here in Fort McMurray if people wanted to come and physically see you and utilize your services?
That's a great question. Actually, we are located right across from you.
Okay.
At the Harding Street building in the basement.
Okay.
And as I mentioned before, my program is housed within the community housing and initiative programs within the YMCA.
Right.
It's the foreign workers program. We
yeah.
serve again, I'll repeat the demographic.
Yeah, definitely.
I missed that.
Yeah.
In the beginning, we serve foreign nationals who are eligible to work in Canada
mm-hmm.
under the Temporary Foreign Workers Program, which is like the closed work permit.
Yeah.
Then we serve International Mobility Program, which is open work permit.
Right.
We serve the post-graduation work permit holders who are students that graduate like from a designated learning institution in Canada.
Right.
For example, Keanu.
Yeah, yeah.
So once they are done with their studies, because they come in as international students, then they get the post-graduation work permit. And
right.
They are served by our program.
Yeah.
We also serve naturalized Canadian citizens,
mm-hmm.
refugee claimants. And yeah. also, most recently, Ukrainian nationals who are coming under the CUAET program.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So my background before doing this was human resources. So I used to have to, like, bring in a lot of foreign employees using NAFTA letter agreements and LMOs and so on and so forth. So I know it's an expensive and confusing process.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you would be able to, like, help people with or point them in the right direction if they were trying to, like, get their citizenship or their work permits, or are you working with citizen or people that already have those in place?
Thank you for that question. I am working with people who are already in Canada.
Okay.
That is one of the things that we like to clarify.
Right.
And already the assumption is that they have their work permit.
Yes.
They have status. And like if people need to restore those statuses, like assume that your work permit is expiring.
Right.
That's where we come in.
There we go. Okay.
Help with those applications.
There we go. Yeah.
But the point of hiring foreign workers mm-hmm. or foreign nationals, we leave that to
the companies.
To the companies.
Okay. Because that's why I wanted to clarify, because I was just like, if anybody's watching this, that's a company and they could utilize your resource, because that's so expensive.
Yes.
And takes so much time to like fill out like the LMO process and like to work with a lawyer and to work with, like, it's a whole thing.
It is, I
didn't want you to be inundated with a bunch of like, hey, you can save me $10,000. There's like, no. You have to have your work permits before you show up.
Yes. Yeah. Really, we serve they have to be eligible.
Right.
That's one of the eligibility.
There we go.
And so what that means is that we come in now through the support, like, I need to renew my work permit.
Right.
I need to, like, recently for the Canadian, the naturalized Canadian citizens, like, I need to apply for a passport, so
right.
we print off the forms for them.
Right.
We provide those one-on-one services.
Right.
We can provide through email, through phone, through
right.
walk-in, through appointments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
there we go.
I just needed to clarify
That's why I ask, because, like I said, it's an expensive and time consuming process, so
it
I didn't
is.
Want you to be inundated with those type of phone calls.
Yeah, all right. And let me just say something here, like, because foreign workers come to fill labor gaps
mm-hmm.
in the community or in Canada,
yeah,
it is a whole program that is managed by the federal government,
right,
the provincial government,
yeah,
and even municipalities like ours,
right.
So for that process to happen, it has to begin from the top there.
That's right.
And employers have to take the initiative.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, a part of the show is we have a segment called the Max City Minute.
Okay.
Now, before we start with the Max City Minute, usually if we're not having technical difficulties, we can throw an ad in there. You able to throw an ad in there? A Carrie ad, or what do you think?
No.
Okay. Well, listen, Carrie from Patchouli Rose is sponsoring this. And in post, we might be able to put it in. But nonetheless, Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What is one reason you enjoy being part of the YMCA team?
One of the reasons that I like being part of the YMCA is the diversity with which we work in. It's a very diverse place, and it's very inclusive. I feel respected in that place. I feel... And with the responsibility I have, really, and the humility to serve humanity, I think that's why I go to work every day.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Question number two. What is one thing the YMCA does that you want more people to know they do?
I would say it's a very welcoming organization. And the fact that they employ across the board, we serve so many demographics in this community. I would say the values of the YMCA and the mission statement really align with my values. So that's what I would say.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
Question number three. What is one dish from Kenya you think every Canadian needs to try?
Love it.
They can try ugali and nyama choma and sukuma wiki. Basically, what that means, that's it's pounded corn meal with roasted goat meat and kale.
And kale.
It's a specialty. If you Google it, it's the first thing that will come up.
Okay. Yeah. Roasted goat meat.
Yes.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds delicious.
It is delicious.
Okay. Good question, Tanner.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Question number four. This one goes out to Elliot's sister.
Okay.
What is one reason you enjoy Fort McMurray more than Calgary?
There you go.
Mine or?
No, why do you enjoy Fort McMurray more than Calgary?
Okay. First of all, because it's a small community and the proximity to everything is very easy to navigate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the biggest reasons, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Yeah, we love to bash Calgary here.
Yeah.
No offense to anyone from Calgary. I just think Fort McMurray's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Alicia Pierre, feel free to move back.
There's a lot of good people here. The community is just a wonderful community.
Yeah. Good people. There we go. Love it.
And your final question. If you could meet one historical figure, who would you want to meet and why?
In life?
Yep.
Do they have to be a living or?
Oh, no. They can, living or dead, any historical figure.
Nice.
Martin Luther King.
Oh.
Fantastic answer.
Okay, there you go.
And those have been your five questions.
Nice, nice. Tanner asks some pretty random questions sometimes, so
thank
those
you.
Are good answers. But yeah, my little sister, like I mentioned before when we were chatting, like I'm born and raised here, right? So, and same with my sister and my brother, but they both live in Calgary. So anytime I get the opportunity to be like, hey, move back. I like to like spend more time with you. Move back to Fort McMurray. Awesome. We take full advantage of that. So
do they miss Fort McMurray?
No.
Why?
No. Alicia, they like Fort McMurray. They have no qualms with it. It's where they're raised. And my parents still live here. So they come back and visit, and I'm here, and my wife and my kids are here. My kid, Keegan, is here too. So they come back often, but Alicia and Alistair both wanted to live like in a city.
Okay.
And so like they like living in the bigger city. So there's no pull. But with Alicia, she has like a daughter, Lily.
Okay.
And I'm like, I want to see my niece more often. So, like, come back here.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Tanner likes to, like, sneak in jabs with me every once in a while of, like, hey, Alicia, come back here.
I mean, it's not like everybody wants her to or anything.
That's right. That's right. So, in regards to your family, your sister lives in Calgary. That's why you first came.
Yeah.
Did she end up coming to Fort McMurray or is she still there as well?
She's never been to Fort McMurray.
She's never been?
No.
Why not? How, you can't convince her to come for a visit?
I can't.
Oh, that's, okay, does your sister like winter or is she a summer person?
I would say, to be honest, I think because of what people hear about Fort McMurray,
it
puts a lot of people off, like, oh, I'm not coming to the cold, I'm not coming, yeah.
So she, you have the higher likelihood of getting her in here in the summer then?
Yes. She's a very busy person though, because she works in healthcare.
Oh, okay.
And like during COVID, though.
Oh, yeah. She was
very essential. So.
Yeah.
Big shout out to her.
Yeah, big shout out. Thank you very much for all of the work you did during that and what you continue to do. So she's never been to Fort McMurray, though.
No.
Oh, geez.
She is missed now.
Virtually, yes.
Virtually, yes. Oh, we got to get her up here. I love Fort McMurray, and hence the Max City Morning Show.
How can we do that? Do you have an idea?
Oh, I've got lots of ideas how to do that. Like, we'll just go kidnap her.
Yeah, no, that's I easy. Won't be part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to keep a clean criminal record.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go kidnap her.
They're called consensual kidnappings.
That's right.
Because we go down there. We don't take anybody out of their will. We're just very good at convincing people to come with us.
That's good. That would work.
Yeah. We have literally just pulled, like, a kidnapping job on one of Tanner's friends.
Really?
Where, like, he was talking about coming to Fort McMurray, wanting to move back. And so we saw the opening there. And so we made it very easy for him to move back in regards to We were able to get a moving company to move him, so it doesn't cost him anything to move up here. So, and then we were able to find him some employment. So we're like, hey, listen, it wouldn't cost you any money to move back.
That's cool.
And we got some work for you as well. And so he's just like, you know what? You convinced me.
That's
I'll come
good.
Back. So that's maybe we can like...
Do the same?
Do the same. We'll be creative with
I
getting your sister
up here. I doubt she would move here, but she would visit. Yeah.
You know what we could
That's
do?
That's the first domino.
Yeah.
That's the first domino. You just get him to visit. Be like, hey, oh, it's not so bad. I'll come back. Not so bad. I'll come back. And then...
Yes.
So we got to think of a... So we got to think of an event.
Mac calendar will have something. Calendar will have something.
Yeah. Summer that she'd be interested in. And then say, I know tickets. And so she could come up for hands, get behind the scenes. And so,
yeah,
so there we go. So there we go. All right. We'll try to get her to come up for a visit. And cool. Cool. All right. So everybody gets a shameless shout out. Have fun. Have fun.
YMCA.
YMCA. There we go. Yeah.
For my wonderful supervisors and the colleagues that I work with, they make a really good team, and they make the place warm, for not only for me, but for clients that come in.
Right.
And also to my wonderful family, my husband, my children. Yes.
There we go. That's a good shout out. There you go. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming. Really do appreciate your time today. And please feel free to come back again and again and again.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. For McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. From the bottom of my heart, I really do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you very much for both of your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.